It's Thursday, January 29, 2026.
Humanity has not made sufficient progress on the existential risks that endanger us all.
The doomsday clock ticks closer to midnight. Yet another court blocks Trump administration's cancellation of offshore wind projects. Plus,
fully electric car sales in December overtook petrol for the first time in the European Union.
Europe accelerates its shift to electric vehicles.
Nice. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We can't even get through a snowstorm without being reminded of how badly this is going.
You need to just still be careful because ice can still be out there.
Just don't mention the storm might be the result of El Nino, or it might get dragged out of the car in front of the kids.
This is your Green News Report.
Too soon? All right, fair enough.
Okay, Desi Doyen, we start with something light. Humanity may be coming to an end.
Yes, humanity is closer than it's ever been to destruction. According to the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists this week, the group moved up its metaphorical doomsday clock to 85 seconds to midnight, 4 seconds closer than last year, citing human-caused climate change as a major factor. Here's Alexandra Bell, president of the Bulletin.
The doomsday clock is a tool for communicating how close we are to destroying the world with technologies of our own making. The risks we face from nuclear weapons, climate change, and disruptive technologies are all growing. Every second counts, and we are running out of time.
The statement highlighted accelerating droughts, heat waves, and floods linked to man-made global warming, as well as the failure of nations to move faster to address it. And they singled out President Donald Trump and his efforts to boost fossil fuel production and hinder renewable energy.
He stopped listening after you said they singled out Donald Trump.
True. The announcement also noted that, quote, hard-won global understandings are collapsing, undermining the international cooperation needed to reduce existential risks. Relatedly, on the same day as that announcement, the United States officially exited the landmark Paris Climate Agreement for the second time under Donald Trump. The U.S. is the only nation to leave the accord. Experts say the U.S. withdrawal will slow but not halt the global energy transition, and it is likely to complicate international climate cooperation. They warn the Trump administration is undermining America's long-term economic competitiveness by curtailing its booming clean tech industries.
He certainly is.
Meanwhile, Australia is sweltering in a record heat wave, with temperatures pushing 122 degrees Fahrenheit in some areas. The extreme heat forced the Australian Open Tennis Championship in Melbourne to reschedule matches. Some encouraging news. In Europe, electric vehicles just outsold conventional fossil fuel cars for the first time ever.
Really?
EVs made up a quarter of all new vehicle registrations as of December 2025, according to new auto industry data.
Nice.
Sales of conventional fossil-fueled cars fell 20% year over year, while hybrid vehicles remain the top sellers in the EU car market.
Nice.
Tesla registrations were down by more than a fifth. Competitor BYD of China saw a 230% rise.
Oh, man.
The new sales milestone comes despite policymakers proposing to delay the EU's deadline to phase out conventional fossil fuel car sales by 2035. It is a remarkably fast shift when you consider that EV technology hit mass production less than a decade ago.
Also, EVs are better.
Here in the U.S., a new study provides real-world evidence that adoption of EVs immediately improves air quality. Using satellite data, researchers at the University of Southern California found that as more zero-emission vehicles hit California roads, air pollution dropped in nearby neighborhoods.
Like I said, EVs or better.
And finally, a federal judge this week allowed a nearly complete offshore wind project off the coast of Massachusetts to resume construction after it was halted by the Trump administration. The judge in the Vineyard Wind case said he was not persuaded by the government's newfound claims of national security concerns after he reviewed a new classified Defense Department report. It's the latest legal setback in the administration's efforts to halt five East Coast wind projects. Four of those projects have been restarted by courts so far.
Great job, Trump. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially at Blue Sky at Green News Report. Stop on by bradblog.com. We are celebrating our 22nd anniversary of public-supported journalism. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.